Marco Werman here with The World. So not long before the U.S. election in November, we told you about how a little village in Macedonia was responsible for a lot of the fake news stories that caught fire on social media here in 2016. Well, with the French election coming up on Sunday, it seems the U.S. and the U.K. have become that little Macedonian village. Internet users here and in Britain have been trying to distribute memes and other social media content targeting one of the candidates. Ben Nimmo with the Atlantic Council has been studying this. So there was one clear example of this, Ben, after the first round of the French presidential elections last month. An anonymous user on the controversial 4chan message board suggested waging a, quote, total meme war against centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. There were hundreds of users who commented in support of the campaign. What do you know about these users?
What we saw was that there appeared to be a number of accounts which had been very active during the U.S. presidential election, and which took consistently strongly right-wing views, particularly anti-Islam views. And they appeared to be turning their attention to the French presidential election, trying to denigrate Emmanuel Macron, who is the centrist candidate, and they were supporting Marine Le Pen. And so we saw a lot of attempts to mock and denigrate and otherwise undermine the Macron campaign, particularly using memes.
So, Ben Nimmo, did anything happen and go viral?
No, there was very little penetration there. Marketing anything in a different country and a different language and a different culture is hard work. And frankly, the alt-right is not generally known for its cultural sensitivity. English language supporters of Marine Le Pen have, for example, used the image of Pepe the Frog to identify themselves.
Right, and Pepe Le Frog kind of turned into this meme last year, kind of representing the far right.
That's right. He became sort of a totem of the far right. But if you think of the English language connotation of referring to the French as frogs,
yeah,
it's not complimentary, and the French are aware of it. So an attempt to portray yourself as a frog to French people is almost guaranteed to backfire. If you, let's say, as an alt-right member in the United States, if you are fiercely proud of U.S. culture and the English language, that's fine, but that's cultural baggage that you're going to have to leave behind if you're talking with somebody whose mother tongue is French or German. You're going to have to think in a different way. And that's not necessarily a way of thinking which comes very easily to the extreme nationalist far right.
It almost sounds like some of these American trolls should have taken French classes, because it seems like a lot got lost in translation.
I think lost in translation could be the subtitle of their entire effort.
Ben, as far as online influence from abroad, after you did this research, did it surprise you that kids in small Macedonian towns were able to make stuff go viral here with the U.S. presidential campaign, but American trolling didn't catch on in France?
No, I'm not surprised. And again, it comes back to the concept of being lost in translation. The irony is that much of the alt-right is strongly nationalist and strongly anti-globalization. And what it's doing in these campaigns is trying to act as an international and globalized effort to support nationalist and anti-globalist people in other countries. Right there's a philosophical problem.
Ben Nimmo is a fellow at the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab. Thank you very much. This was fascinating.
Thanks very much indeed.